welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August the 19th, 2023. And we're going to look at something I think very interesting, very, very interesting. I had a man from Colorado email me a whole series of questions who's been, I guess, listening to us for quite a few years. And so I'm going to go through his questions today and tomorrow, and we'll see where it takes us, okay? So he doesn't want me to use his name, so I will respect that. And he asks, how do I, and then he underlines the following, how do I get over my gratifications? Let's do that one first. Gratification, it's a tough one. It's a hard one because the body is so used to being impulsed. And then when it is impulsed, it's allowed to have whatever it wants in those impulses. And hence, it makes it very difficult for us to, so to speak, deny the body and the impulses that it has. But nonetheless, unless the none, here's the deal. You have got to have some sense of what other people would call common sense, which I would not call it. I would call it self-observation. It's really simple, self-observation. And that's where I would put my focus. When a person has learned how to observe themselves, observe their body, observe what is going on within their body, begin to understand the emotional impulses that are mechanical, to say the least, then we begin to see that our emotions have a lot to do with our life, and our life has a lot to do with how we deal with our emotions, how we live with them. So when you're thinking in terms of emotionality and what that's all about, you begin to realize that most of our life is spent unconsciously fulfilling those emotions. And when I feel my esteem, so to speak, being challenged, my self-esteem being maybe not up to par, or it is being gratified, acknowledged by other people, you will find your gratifications grow larger and larger. In fact, if you are not careful, if any of us are not careful, we will allow our mechanical body and mind just to purport the idea that any indulgence or any gratification that we so desire, we should be doing. We should impulse ourselves to do it. We have a full boogie tilt to go all the way. So with that, how do I, as you say here, get over my gratifications? It is to be observant which ones are, so to speak, okay, you know, in a sense. I can't do this for you. It's each person has their own. For instance, I know I cannot have one swig of ice cream. Not even one. I can't. I can be around it with other people, no problem. But I know I can't do that. I have type 2 diabetes, so I have to be very, very careful. And I am very careful. So I don't allow the body to have things that are, shall we say, a detriment to the health. But I can have sugarless ice cream if I want, and I have to have that in proportion to some sense of what is going on within me that tells me I am doing this because it's a sport, it's a pleasure, it's something I think I deserve or whatever. No. Every so often, I will allow myself to have a sugarless frozen yogurt. Why? I have to clear the decks. I have to be able to look and see what is bugging me or what I want a reward for. And if I can acknowledge that, which I can, then I don't do it, or I do it in proportion only to what is healthy for me, not for what I think I want. I give my body little things to appease it, but not a lot to enthrone it into the majesty of its of its desires. I use that as a joke, but I don't get too involved in it. And when I do this, when I understand this, that is when I'm in proportion with my health. And we all have to do this to some degree, but most people can't do it because their neurons and their synapses are firing off in a certain way that says, I deserve this. This is something I can have. I should enjoy myself. I should pleasure myself, that kind of thing, over and over and over again. And there is where the problem becomes an issue. And now I have to do, most people just let themselves go. And whatever they want is what they give themselves. And that's as far as it ever goes with them. And it's not healthy. It just isn't. So you have to observe a gratification. What is a gratification? How am I using that gratification? And what does it do to my body or to my life? And if you can understand any and all of that, then you have significantly done something very good for yourself. So that's my answer for that one. The next one, he asks, how do I forgive others that, as you say, ping me to be angry and prejudiced? They know not what they do, just like you. Here's what I do. I put myself in the position of them, and I realize I have done exactly the same thing they have done in their life or to me. And instead of just going along with the whole thing and making it be okay to be vengeful or to do something ugly to them, I realize in forgiving them, I am in turn forgiving myself and realizing what I have done in my life that has not been kind or loving or caring. I just haven't been kind, loving, or caring. So when I'm forgiving another person, I am in actuality forgiving myself. And I realize, like them, I know not what I do. And when I understand that, that is when something of immense beauty happens, something called mercy. And mercy is more important than anything I could ever tell you in this broadcast. So I won't even try. But to become merciful to others is to become merciful to myself. To become merciful to myself is to have the ability to love them that despitefully use me. Now, with all of that being said, there's something gigantic happening here. In that mercy, I am freeing myself from my own karma that I have perpetrated through arrogance and ignorance. Now, if you can understand that, oh, the change will be immense. You put the two together of your question. When I am no longer gratified by holding resentment towards another person, that is when I have become more aware and conscious. In that awareness and being conscious, I develop consciousness. And that is what really changes our life. That is the way, the truth, and the light of our life. So gratification kind of slips away. Forgiveness becomes prominent, immense, and then something of the other shore can reach me. Something of love can truly reach me and bring me to the insight and the compassion of what it means to truly live in the world, but not let the world live in me. And that's the big one. Okay, we'll do more from our dear friend, and let's see what we can come up with tomorrow. Thank you for listening. I hope this did help you, and please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.
Thank you.